On December 30, 2020, the California Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara, declared that women's healthy breasts are now defined as, quote, abnormal structures of the body caused by congenital defects, end quote. And they now call double mastectomies are not cosmetic, but instead, quote, reconstructive surgery, which ensures no age limit in terms of young for the procedure. This is done, of course, to facilitate the mutilation of women's bodies under the gender identity ideology. For example, question, may a health insurer deny coverage for male chest reconstruction surgery, which, parentheses, mastectomy and creation of a male chest for female-to-male patients undergoing treatment for gender dysphoria based solely on the patient's age? No. An insurer may not deny coverage for male chest reconstruction surgery for female-to-male patients undergoing treatment for gender dysphoria based solely on a patient's inability to meet a minimum age threshold. There is much that I would like to say about this, but I think one of the things I really want to get across is how much this culture hates women, how much this culture hates women's bodies. And I really wish people would understand that the Democrats, capital D Democrats, hate women just as much as do the capital R Republicans, just in a different way. Reconstructive surgery is defined as, quote, surgery performed to correct or repair abnormal structures of the body caused by congenital defects, developmental abnormalities, trauma, infection, tumors, or disease, to do either the following, to improve function or to create a normal experience to the extent possible. This statute clarifies the mandate in this section does not require coverage for cosmetic surgery, which is defined as surgeries performed to alter or reshape normal structures of the body in order to improve a patient's appearance. Again, I want to just hammer this home that the California Insurance Commissioner, Ricardo Lara, is defining women's healthy breasts as abnormal structures of the body caused by congenital defects. And I do not understand how anyone could hear this and not hear the utter contempt for natural bodies, for women's organs.